Lucy and Virginia. So what? What does it look like? Very funny. Ha ha. Stay where you are. We have nothing to say to each other. Well, I don't want to talk to you, so go away. Oh, shut up. I'm leaving you, Virginia. Why, I hear. Why? My God. Isn't that just typical of you? Stay where you are, I said. I'm not being silly. I'm behaving perfectly rationally. I'm doing what any other woman would do in my position. I'm going home to Mummy and Daddy. You heard me. I'm going home to Mummy and Daddy. Yes, at least I'll get some appreciation. And I certainly can't say the same for you. Nice to have around, am I? Yes, like a dog. Like a golden retriever. You throw a stick, and I run after it. Pick it up, and I come running back to you with my tail wagging with delight, waiting for its mistress, you, to praise her. Good doggy. To stroke her. Yes, that's it. I'm like a bloody dog. A bloody fetch and carry, rub my tummy, mummy, wagging machine. I'll pretend I didn't hear that. My train leaves in 15 minutes. Am I supposed to laugh at that? Okay. Ha ha, bloody ha. There is nothing wrong with my nerves. Do you hear? I'm in perfect control of my fucking nerves. One more step closer and you won't see me for dust. Everything is wrong, do you hear? Wrong, wrong, wrong. You don't need a woman. You need a bloody machine that you can program. Yes, madame. No, madame. Wipe your feet. Cook your dinner. Wash your dishes. Sex, madame? Right now? Tout de suite? Standing up or lying down? I'm surprised you haven't asked me to sit on the toilet seat to warm it for you and then wipe your bloody ass. Are you still there? What do you care? Stop it. No, you bloody well didn't, did you? If you don't know, I'm certainly not going to tell you. Am I wasting your precious time? You can go. I'm not going to change my mind. Oh, yes. You can be so persuasive. You use your body like a magnet to get me into bed. And after, you think everything in the matrimonial garden will be beautiful. When I'm feeling in need of a little sexual attention, all I get is, "Not now, Lucy, I have these papers to go over." Or, "I have to get up early for an office meeting." Or, "No, Lucy, I have a headache." Or, "Can't it wait?" No, it can't wait! When I have a headache, you never take no for an answer. It's as if I have to do my duty. Virginia expects. Close your eyes and think of England. Well, now you do. Don't communicate. That's a laugh coming from you. The problem is you don't appreciate what I do for you. You just take me for granted. 3 days ago, I cooked your favourite meal. I put on your favourite CD. That's not all. I had my favourite Jean-Paul Gaultier dress. I even took the time to go to the hairdressers, and you never even noticed. It cost me a fortune. I'm talking about my hair, not your bloody gift. Anyway, I threw it away this morning. Well, it's too late now. It's gone. Ha! I knew it! A big pair of tits. That's all you think about. Well, I'm sorry. That's only one of my qualities. Pair of boobs? But because they are. That's not all. Mother. She came to stay with us for 1 week. For better or for worse, she's my mother. She doesn't have to be invited. She is my mother. You have to respect that. She's a senior citizen. You have to be tolerant with senior citizens. She's my mother. And when she left to go home, do you remember what you did? Yes, like this. Goodbye, mother. I didn't appreciate that. She wanted grandchildren. Stop! I don't want to talk about it. There's another thing. Yes, I found something. In your blouse pocket. Thursday, Cheltenham, big boy. And there's a telephone number. Explain if you can. What's his name? Is he good? You make me sick. Do you hear me? How could you do such a thing? I've heard enough. Go! I don't ever want to see your face again. After all I've done, I... Horse? But I thought that... Yes. Big boy, what else was I going to think? I was checking that you hadn't left anything in your pockets before putting it in the washing machine. I wasn't snooping. I don't snoop. No, you won't. No, you won't. I don't think so. No, you don't. You don't. You don't. Do I? Why? Do I? Can you? There. Oh, yes. Let's. It'll work out. I'll cook your favourite dinner tonight.
What?
But you like my coq au vin, don't you? But you don't know how to cook. Big?